Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette
Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. But guess what? Heard all across the world. Wide web. Hey, guys. Hey, dolls. Hey, gents. Thank you so much for checking us out here again for another phenomenal show. I know y'all like me kind of singing that part, so I try to throw that in for you. But anyway, listen, welcome. So glad to have all of you that are joining us, that are coming in from Charvette.com, that are coming in from Instagram, from my mobile app, oh, my goodness, from Facebook, from Twitter, from Periscope, wherever you're coming in from. We say hello and welcome to another phenomenal show of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And so, listen, I got to tell you about today's show. We're kicking off the top of the hour with an artist spotlight. We are really excited. You know, we celebrate our artists here on the show, and so we are kicking off today's show with an artist spotlight. I'm telling you what, Donald Godbolt and Spiritual Gifts. Oh, my goodness. Brand new single out, Situations, and you're going to get to hear all about it, hear about their music ministry. I'm telling you what, the single is hot. It's off the chain, and you're going to get to hear all about it. Listen, they have opened up for great artists such as Evangelist Dorinda Clark Cole and Dr. Juanita Bynum and Blanche McAllister Dykes and Pastor Smokey Norville and many, many more. And again, the hit single Situations is here today. You get to hear about it. It was featured during the 2016 Stella Awards during many of the showcases. And so they are here today to chat with us. And then we want you to stick around and hang around, because as we move into our second segment, we're excited to feature a friend of the show, backed by popular demand, Kevin Brown Jr. He's a motivational speaker. You can hear him as a radio co-host as well. Yes, on Mission in Action Live Talk Radio, on Look Up Radio, an internet gospel station. You can hear him every Thursday at 12 noon. But listen, he has a ministry and evangelism at heart. He's a producer and acting. He has some acting that you're going to get to hear all about it, some upcoming tours and plays. So we're just going to be checking in with Kevin Brown Jr. Here from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to jump on Twitter. Tell them what you're listening to. Yeah, go ahead and tweet out. Jump on Facebook. Say, hey, you need to be listening in and check out Charvette Mitchell right now. All right, so we're going to move right on in to our first segment. My guests are hanging out in the virtual green room. And listen, we get a two-for-one deal today. We might have a surprise guest that's joining us. But listen, I'm running to the virtual studio to bring our first guest up, Donald Godbolt, coming up live here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Welcome. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm just fine.
Wonderful.
I'm ready to talk. We ready to listen.
So let's jump in and tell me a little bit about your music ministry and with Spiritual Gifts, how it all got started.
Spiritual Gifts got started. Well, first of all, let me say thank you. Thank you for bringing me on the show. This is a blessing. This is an honor. Miss Charvette, that's your name, right? Charvette.
You know what? You say it like my mother says it. My mother says Charvette. It's Charvette, but you know what? My mother says Charvette. So
Charvette.
We good.
Miss Charvette. Thank you. But yeah, Spiritual Gifts actually started back in 1996. We were a family group. My mother was always a choir director. And at this time, we had just got a new minister of music at the church. And you know, he could, it was phenomenal. In a collegiate church in Mississippi, if you had a good minister of music, you keep him and you maximize him. So we started a family group, but we never had a name, really. People threw around names. And one night, my mom was just reading the Bible, and I walked in the room. I was about 12 or 13, and she said the word spiritual gifts. And I said, "Oh, mama," I said, "that should be the name of the group." She said, "Spiritual gifts?" I said, "Yes." And now, as a kid, I'm thinking, well, we all saved, and all of us got, you know, all of us can sing. You know, I'm still not knowing the true meaning of spiritual gifts. I said, you know, we all can sing. I can play drums. Gretchen can play the keyboard. I said, Wendell play. I said, yes, spiritual gifts. And she gave it the name.
Wow.
And that stayed in effect for about 2 years. And, you know, as family members got older, you know, moved off, it faded out. And in 2007, God gave me the vision to kick it back up.
Pick it back up. And then you've been running ever since, right?
Yes. And I love it. I love it.
So tell us about spiritual gifts and the group. Is it an ensemble? Is it a choir? How would you classify it?
When I picked it back up, just being honest, as a musician myself and as a choir director, playing for local churches, you are kind of trapped in a box. So I did not want to have a big choir. I didn't. I wanted to just put together a group of people that just love singing. Not too big, not too small. So I capped it off around 12. So it's a little bit bigger than an ensemble, and it's right on the edge of a group. So it was a mixture when I first started. Right now, it's more of an ensemble.
Oh, right. And if someone has not heard your music ministry, how would you describe it? What type of sound, you know, what type of ministry sound do you all have?
Good question. I'm still trying to find out myself. When people
it
listen
evolved.
To us, right, when people listen to, because I never want to, I think you have, I love Ricky Dillard, I love, you know, James, I love all those singers. I never sought out to be another Ricky Dillard or another James Hall or, neither Kirk Franklin. I would say our sound is the sound of heaven.
All right.
However you picture heaven musically, however you picture music in heaven, that's how we sound.
Whoa. Now, that's a great visual in your mind and also a description for listeners to grab a hold to. Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, and so you're singing and you have these opportunities to, you know, share the stages with some of the, you know, the greats that I mentioned. What were those experiences like?
Nervous.
Nervous.
When I tell you, our first one was with Smokey Norfolk. This was when we first started it. This was when President Obama was running for the presidency the first time. And Smokey Norfolk came through Biloxi, Mississippi, and we got the phone call to open up, and I was nervous. But I found out that is the best time to go minister is when you're nervous. It was such an amazing experience. He loved it. We loved the experience. God came in, and the rest is history.
My goodness. And so this new single, the project, you know, when did you transition and say, okay, we're singing, we're ministering? Because I'm sure you all have sung at conferences and concerts and all kinds of church events. When did you decide, okay, we need to actually put out some music?
I didn't.
Oh, you
didn't?
It wasn't decided for you?
I know I'm probably giving you all the wrong answers, but
no.
I'm so serious. When I first started Spiritual Gifts myself, the funny thing about it, again, I never wanted to be the typical group that was coming out. And almost like a lot of groups now, they are forming, not everybody, so let me clear that, but a lot of them are developing just so they can record. I formed Spiritual Gifts. God put this back in my spirit so I can go out and I can give the people something else to glean from if they're not getting it at their local church. And that's a ministry of excellence, a music ministry of excellence. And so they can feel God's presence through music ministry. It's not lost. You can still get saved with by listening to music, gospel music. You can get baptizing people with the Holy Ghost by listening to gospel music. I was. So how this came about, how this project came about, I was sitting in my MD's office, and we were just talking. He was letting me hear a song, and I was like, man, that's hot. And he started playing another song, and he was writing. I started singing. I added some words. He kept playing. And next thing you know, he was like, dude, this could go good with this song that I previously wrote. It was an old song that was revamped. So that night, we literally wrote about 5 to 6 songs. I was getting ready to go. He said, Donald, what are we going to do with these songs? I said, I don't know. I said, I got to go back home. He said, dude, you got the group. We got the song. Let's record them. I said, Al, you already know how I feel about that. I can't sing. I'm not about to be out here looking like Kirk Franklin. I'm not going to make myself look crazy. And obviously, it happened. We recorded them. It just came overnight. Everything just happened all at once. That's how come I knew that it was God's plan. Everything fell in place. Didn't worry about the money. Didn't worry about the producing. Didn't worry about the people. Everything just started falling in place. It was God's timing. So that's how this recording came about. And I'm having fun. I am having a blast.
Oh, my goodness. And that is, now that's when you know Jehovah's hand, God's hand is on it. When those breadcrumbs just kind of, I call them breadcrumbs, you can just follow along. You're like, hey, this is a step to go, and I'm following the direction, and it's taking me where I need to go. It's taking me where I need to go. Tell listeners how they can connect with you, while they're listening, how they can connect with you on Twitter and on Facebook.
On Twitter, I am at Gospel Maestro, GospelMy, as in yo-yo, STRO. Instagram, the same thing, Gospel Maestro, MY, as in yo-yo, STRO. On Facebook, Donald Godbolt and Spiritual Gifts. Yes, Godbolt is my real last name. A lot of people think that's a stage name, but that's my real last name.
That's the real last.
GodBolt. I'm so serious. People, it never fails. People ask me, is that your real last name or is that a stage name? I said, somebody was crazy enough to name my parents that. So, yeah, that's my real last name. And it gets me in trouble because
that's the government,
right? Right, that's the government. Yeah,
wonderful.
So I got to pay taxes
on
that name right there.
Yeah. Yes, I love it. But so what is awesome is that you're less than a month away from celebrating your nine-year anniversary, and it is being released live. Oh, my goodness. So you got to tell us, because, listen, there's some friends from Richmond that's going to be there. So tell us all about the September 30th event.
Yes, September 30th, that is our ninth. We were founded September 1st under my direction. So September 30th, that is the night that we're just going to have a party. I really don't even like calling it anniversary. I just love, like, we just going to party for God that night. I have my good friend Devon from Richmond, Virginia coming down. The Beard Sisters is coming down from Memphis, Tennessee. And we will be releasing our latest single, Been There, featuring Natalie Wilson, a.k.a. Girl Director from New Jersey. That night is
going to
be crazy fun. Crazy fun.
Oh,
crazy fun.
My
Holy Ghost
goodness.
Field, crazy fun. Then I have an awesome host. When I tell you, it's nothing like having a host that can sing and operate crazy in the prophetic. She is.
All right.
Atlanta, Georgia is going to be out. So this night, I really believe, if you're anywhere close in the area, if you feel like you need to buy a plane ticket, I don't invite people just to musicals. I invite people to a move of God, to an experience. If you feel like you want to just take a trip and experience God, Biloxi, Mississippi is the way to go September 30th. You won't be disappointed.
Ooh.
I promise you that. I will refund you your plane ticket as long as it's under like $95.
Talk about a disclaimer out there. Say that's a strong statement. That's somebody putting their money where their mouth is. September 30th, 7:30 p.m. Family of Faith Christian Center, Biloxi, Mississippi. The release
live
celebrating 9 years. OMG, that is phenomenal. So situations, set that song up for us. Set that up, because I love it. It's the vibe is hot.
Wow. Situations, that is a song that is personal to me. I lost my mother and father within a year and a half apart from each other. Just a few years ago, not that long ago. After that, it seemed like my whole world was just getting ready to crash.
Mm-hmm.
Friends left. Even in doing ministry, you will find out who's really for you and who's really with you. A lot of people say, you will find that out when you start losing things. No, you will find that out in the midst of you even having things. You will find that out even in the midst when things are going good. If they're not for you for real,
mm-hmm.
People will show their true colors. And I was just started going through a hard place, even as me being a musician, playing for different churches. And one day I was just like, God, I can't take it. I can't take it. I was trying to call this person for advice, that person for advice, and it seemed like nobody was there. And all God said was, cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. That's all I remember hearing. Cast all your cares upon me. Cast all your cares. Cast all your cares. And that song is just a simple message to tell the people, no matter how deep the situation looks, how dark it looks, how impossible it seems, I guarantee you, I'm not telling you something that I heard. I'm telling you what I know, what I've tried, what I'm still trying. Cast all your cares on God. That is what he wants us to do. And all you have to do is continue to operate in doing what you was doing. Paul said it best, forgetting those things which are behind, and we press towards the mark of the higher calling. I mean, once you give it to Jesus, it's time to keep pressing forward. And that's what I'm doing. Even now, I sound excited about this project because if I speak to you and tell you, how hard it has been, how this, how that, I'm speaking defeat. But I'm sitting here telling you, yes, this project has been a blast to do because I have seen God's hand move supernaturally. In the natural sense, yes, it has been hard. But seeing what God has done, the connections that God has allowed me to make in this process when people you thought would be there for you just walked away, this project has been a blast. I've had the most fun, and I know God is going to get the glory. That's why I'm confident of telling people to come hear us. That's why I'm confident of telling people have traveled to different conferences that I've had in Biloxi, Mississippi, and has left with great testimonies because we don't just sing. We minister. There are too many singers out here.
Mm-hmm.
There are too many singers out here. But we sing based off of our situations and knowing where God has taken us. So anytime you have anybody that is preaching to you and singing to you based off of what they have been through and based off of where they know they're going in God, you are in the midst of a powerful and great person.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Now, that's a setup of a song, if I ever heard one, right there from Donald Godbolt and Spiritual Gifts. I'm telling you what. You're going to get to hear it in like 2 minutes. Donald, tell people how they can like you all on Facebook and kind of follow and keep up with everything that's going on.
Sure. Again, you can just go on Donald Godbolt and Spiritual Gifts. We have a fan page on Facebook. I'm trying to get used to saying that, fan page.
Uh-huh.
Or
you could say business
like
page if you want to.
Business page. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, I don't want to seem grand. You know, yeah.
Right, right.
Put our business page, like page, and just like us. You can keep up with us. God is opening some great doors. We will be, my good friend Lachelle Crump. She's having a phenomenal GMA listeners party. Indie Artist Spotlight. We will be in Nashville on the 10th. Also with the Yes Lord Radio. We will be there with them as well. Also, I will be in Las Vegas. If anybody's in here, that will be in the Las Vegas, Nevada area on October 6th. I will be at Ram Ministries. You can find out more information about that. God is just doing some awesome things. I have some more dates that I just can't remember now. But yes, God is blessing. Go to our Donald God Boat and Spiritual Gifts on Facebook. Like us. You can keep up with us. You can also sow a seed if you want to now.
Yeah.
Sure can.
Listen, there you go. And can they get a hold of the single? So if they hear the single today, is it available? Do they need to wait until the release? Anything available today they can buy?
Situations is available today. Today, not tomorrow, but today. You can go to CDBaby.com. You can go to Amazon Music, Google Play. You can go to iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, whatever digital outlet that you have, you can download it. If you want me to mail it to you, I'll mail it to you. And if somebody just cannot afford it, I'm serious. If somebody just can't afford it and you really want it, I know God is going to take them. If I will give you my email address, sgifts07@gmail.com. Email me. I'll just email you the link to it. I want you blessed.
Wow. A blessing. We are blessed to be a blessing. Well, thank you, Donald Godbolt, for sharing with us and just having just a heart of ministry. And so we're going to let people hear Situations right now.
Okay.
We're just going to keep tap on you. Big shout out to Jamila Joy, who made this connection.
Jamila!
I don't know if she is anywhere in or near the virtual studio, if she wanted to say anything. But thank you, Jamila Joy, friend of the show, chief idea officer, CIO, Stella Award-winning radio station owner, and all of that. Thank you so much, Jamila Joy, for making the connection. And she's going to be with us soon. She's going to be with us soon. All right. So I'm going to play right now, Situations right now. Thank you so much, Donald, for stopping by the show.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Here we go.
The Bible says, cast all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. We just come with this simple message to encourage you to place all of your situation in the Master's hands. Come on, SG, let's minister this. Say, Jesus,
Jesus,
I place
the situation.
You're the only one
who stands.
is why.
Oh, Jesus,
I place
the situations in your hands.
Come on, just begin to worship him and say,
Jesus,
I place
the situations in your hands.
With friends,
let me down.
You were the only one still around, God. Come on and say, I trust you,
for I know that you love me.
No one above me.
That is why, Jesus,
I place the situations
in your hands.
Come on, for all of my believers. Come on, say it's in your hands. Minister that part one more time. Cause it's in your head. My hiding place.
You are my hiding place.
When I'm feeling lonely,
when
God,
I am lonely,
you were right there to pick me up.
up. Check it out where music is sold. Check them out for their live event. Connect with them on Facebook and all that good stuff. And if you're hanging out at charvette.com, that's a good connection point there. We have a full blog post for all of our guests, so go hang out right there. Listen, we're moving into our second segment. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and as soon as we get back, we'll be speaking to Kevin Brown Jr. Listen, motivational speaker, radio show co-host, actor, producer, evangelist at heart. We're going to be checking in and see what's going on in his world, what he's been up to. We're going to be right back right after these quick commercial breaks. Don't you move. I'm telling you, it's just going to be seconds. We'll be back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day by LaTanya Boyd, consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day, available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.latiboyd.com.
Hello, we are 123jobzone.com, an online job search portal. We are user-friendly, and if you're searching for a job, with us, it's easy as 123. Step 1, go to www.123jobzone.com and register as a job seeker. Step 2, once registered, upload your resumes. Step 3, get connected with employers looking for people like you who are ready and willing to work. Don't forget to follow 123JobZone on Twitter and Facebook to find out more about our upcoming job fairs. What are you waiting for? Stop by 123JobZone.com today. Good luck with your job search.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell.
Charvette Mitchell.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back again to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, hashtag RVA, but heard all across the world, wide web. So we're moving right on in to my second segment. My guest is hanging out so graciously in the virtual studio. Kevin Brown Jr. is joining us, back by popular demand, motivational speaker, producer, co-host. You can hear him on Mission in Action Live Talk Radio, which is on Look Up Radio. You can hear him there, and he's here to chat with us about all the great things that are going on in his world. Got some upcoming tours and a bunch of stuff, so let's check in with Kevin. I'm going to the line now. Hey there, Kevin. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hey, Charvette. What's good?
Hey, good to hear from you. Good to see you.
Likewise.
See you virtually on social media, right?
Yes.
That's how we keep up these days.
Definitely.
Wow. So let's see. The last time we chatted, I had an opportunity to hang out with you on your show, which was super fun. And so tell us, let's start there. Talk a little bit about the show that you're a co-host on and the types of interviews and things that you all do.
All right. Well, the name of the show is called Mission in Action Live. We're on every Thursday at 12 noon p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The show, Charvette, is about maybe 3 or 4 years old. So I'm kind of new to this industry, you know. I get all the, you know, nuggets from Charvette Mitchell, just to put it out there. But but the show is like 4 years old. The show is about empowerment, laughter, and praise. That's what we target on. That is our motto. We want to empower our listeners. We want to make them laugh. We want to encourage them through song, through word. And I'm just going to be honest. I didn't expect it to last this long. I was hoping maybe a year or two, and then, you know, so I'm going to move on to something else. But just the feedbacks and the supporters that have reached out that were just truly empowered by our show, we extended it to now. So God is doing some great things with my co-host, DeMarco Wheeler, who was on Sunday's Best, and God is doing some incredible great things with her and then the show. And
I'm just excited, Charvette. God is just opening up so many doors through the show, from
yes.
the show.
And you all have interviewed a ton of Sunday Best contestants and a lot of gospel
yeah.
artists. So big shout out there. And so
yeah.
I can't leave out how faithful and you are to your local assembly. So you certainly work faithfully in your local church and have ministry obligations and leadership roles. You know, as a young man, how important is it to be kind of that role model and to be active in ministry in kind of that millennial age group?
Well, Charvette, I didn't expect this to happen. I had no desire to be in the ministry. I had no desire to do what I do. I started answering the voice of God, the calling from the voice of God at the age of 8, and I ran away from that calling. And look where I'm at now. I end up answering the calling and empowering so many young people. I'm just so overwhelmed because I get tons of messages, tons of inboxes and messages, people that I hardly talk to, and they reached out to me, especially young men, and they reached out to me to empower them, and they tell me their story, and, you know, they tell me what they've been going through, what they're dealing with, and they want me to pray right there and then, and they want me to empower them, and I just never thought to do this, so every time it really amazes me just the work that I do, and just the by me being an example, you know, it's just
yeah,
it's speechless.
It has you speechless. That
yes.
That's a blessing. That is definitely a blessing. And when you do have an opportunity to speak, either
yeah.
whether that's motivational speaking or
yeah.
any of that, do you have certain topics or things that you try to encourage young people? I guess old people too. Anybody, everybody.
listen, old people. That them the main ones that tells me just about
yeah.
everything. And I'm like, ooh, okay. Do you realize I'm 20 some years old? You know they. Go right there, and I'm like, okay.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, but you know what, Charvette? A lot of people don't know, but I'm actually in the process of writing a book, and this is the first that I'm ever saying this on anyone's show. And the book is going to be about
late breaking, hot out the press news.
It's heartbreaking. And it's going to be talk about me. A lot of people don't know about me. They see me smiling. They see me working and doing radio and acting and all of that. But they don't really know what I had to go through to be where I am today. And so we're just going to take it a whole another level. I'm going to write a book. I would love a 5-star, but I'm really not into the 5-star, 4-star, 3-star. I'm just mainly focused on empowering and helping someone through my story and you know, being raised by a single parent, being overlooked in the ministry, being misunderstood, being talked about, you know, and I almost got to a point where I was at that point of committing suicide, and this is the first time I'm ever saying this, but I'm led by God to say this. And I was at that point of committing suicide because I was worrying about what people thought about me and what people said, you know, not getting support. And so the enemy spoke to me and told me, you might as well just give up and let me promote you. Let me use you. And God have put so many empowering scriptures in my heart when I was at that point of committing suicide, and he was beginning to let me know that, you know, for I know the thoughts I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And I'm telling you, everything that God, this little familiar scriptures that God put in my heart, it begins to wake
yeah.
me up. And I begin to think about souls, because I realize it's not about me. It's not about my radio show. It's not about my acting career. It's not about motivational speaker, but it's about God, and it's about souls and helping them and empowering them to be who they are and who they can be.
Well, let me just say thank you so much for being, you know, transparent and open, because I know that if you were led to say that there's somebody listening
yeah.
that needs
yeah.
that encouragement. And I'm so glad that the word became alive in you and brought
yeah.
life was able to speak louder in your ear and in your mind than what the enemy was saying. We praise God for that.
Yes.
And
yes.
so we know that God has big things big thing for you. And so you're running. You're listen. Like I said, you're active in ministry, and you're faithful. Even doing nursing home ministry, which is a lot of times often a left out ministry. Talk a little bit about the ministry that you do at nursing homes.
Wow, nursing home ministry been my number one priority. That was my first ministry before I did radio and before I'm doing before I did what I'm doing today. It was my number one ministry, and it all started out. I was there to minister to one of my cousins that actually lived at that nursing home at that time, and he was at his deathbed. And I was very young, about maybe 9 years old or 10 years old. And I didn't really know much like I know now about Jesus and God, and you know. And I was going there to pray for him and to read an encouraging scripture. And I was empowering him. And I used to go pretty much every other week. I would usually go just to bring life to him. And by me going there every other week, God began to heal him, bring him out. I wish you could see a before and after. He was at the edge of his deathbed. Now he's at a point now where you can't even hardly catch up with him now. So God just blessed him and blessed me. And I seen a room that was down there, an activity room that was down there. And the Lord began to share to me that this is the place that I want you to be at. This is the place that I want you to speak blessings and empower the seniors. And I was still in school. People thought I was crazy. My family was like, oh, yeah, you can't do this. That's impossible. You got to stay focused in school. And I just had so many negative feedbacks. But I was like, okay, this is what God wants me to do. And I start doing it. I never forget, I did it during the summer. I did it from August. I did it from June to August. And I was like, okay, that's that. And ever since then, the activity director reached out to me, and she was so empowered by what I was doing and the services that I was coordinating, and she was just so blessed. And she asked me, you know, hey, gave me a call, and it was like, hey, I would like for you to do this every month for an hour. And that was then, about 12 years ago to now, still faithful and dedicated to it. So I'm blessed by it, yeah.
Outstanding. I'm so glad you gave kind of that backstory of how that all came about. Wonderful, wonderful. Listeners, you just tuned in. Hey, welcome. You're hanging out here with me, the Charvette Mitchell, on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're chatting up here with Richmond's own Kevin Brown Jr. Yes, yes, yes. Get to know that name. Motivational speaker, producer, actor, radio host, and much, much more. So let's talk about the acting. So you are going to be featured in Faith Landmark Ministries Christmas play that's going to be happening this winter, right?
Yeah. I never thought, well, I would say this, I always had an interest into being in a Christmas stage play for some reason. I've did other plays in the past. I was also, last year, I was actually in an independent movie called Water Is Not Enough, and I played an extra on that last year. And a lot of people don't know. They see me speaking and traveling and helping ministries and whatnot, but they don't know the other side of me. And as far as being in the acting field, and it's funny how God just, you know, put that in my life as far as, you know, being in a Christmas play this winter. Never had in mind. Somebody had gave me a phone call and was like, hey, you know, my church is doing a Christmas play, and I told them about you, and they want to put you on spot. And I had to think, because I had to check my schedule. And ever since then until now, you know, we're planning this Christmas play. It's going to be amazing. It's going to kick off in December the 18th, Sunday, December the 18th. I'm looking forward to it. I never had in mind to do what I do. You know, like I said, I just wanted just to be a lay member of the church and go to church, go home. But it's like now so many things, even the days that I used to rest, I don't rest because I'm always doing something, and I'm grateful for that.
phenomenal. And can you share what role or character you're playing, or is that like top secret?
Well, you know, no, but I'm actually playing a doctor. And I would just leave it like that.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Listen, I don't want you to get in trouble. That is good. So definitely, how can people keep up with you as far as social media and all that so they can find out, you know, when that's coming up and they can go see it and all that good stuff?
Absolutely. You guys can reach out to me on Facebook at Chosen Royal, Kevin M. Brown. I believe that my friend's limit is to the max, but you can inbox me. I'm very reachable. I don't mind empowering you. I don't mind encouraging you. I would love to be a part of what you're doing at your ministry, so you can hit me up from that. I'm also on Twitter and Instagram. On Instagram at MIA Live. I don't have a personal page, Chavette, but I manage my radio show page on Instagram and Twitter.
Okay.
At MIA Life One on Twitter. And I do have a personal account on Twitter, and that is Maurice Brown, Maurice Jr. 35 on Twitter. And that's how you can guys stay connected with me.
All right. Quick and easy, listeners. Quick and easy way to connect there. All right. And so I know also that you are have been making some connections all over, really, the country. And you all are planning coming up Mission in Action Live Tour. There'll be things that you will be planning and partnering. And actually, your partner in crime, I'm going to say, is our guest next week, coming up in a week or so. But talk a little bit about what, I know it's in the planning and all of that stage, but Mission in Action, or if that's not the name of the tour, I know that you all are going out to try to empower people.
Yes, absolutely. That is our commission, and we was actually planning on doing this tour this fall, actually, but due to my schedule and those that was a part of its schedule, it kind of didn't go the way that it should have went. But we're planning it on next summer, and we have some wonderful national recording artists that's going to be a part. And what we're going to do with this tour is we're going to, instead of us going to rent hotels and rent these convention centers, we're going to go to your church to not only empower the people, but to build the ministry. And within this tour, we're going to have a panel, and we're going to have panelists that's going to be a part of the panel, whether they are a artist or a motivational speaker, a pastor, a actor, whomever. We're going to have 101 with our supporters, and I don't call them fans because, like my bishop say, some things, you know, as Christians, and we just don't talk like, we don't talk like the world. So I like to say I like to say supporters.
Supporters, that's
but,
good. I like that.
Supporters. But so we're going to break down some things that they're going through. We're going to talk about some things in this panel. We're going to talk about what's going on in society. We're going to talk about, I'm not in the politics, but people are trying to push me to being in that. You know, I'm going to leave it unto the Lord on that, but leave it to God. But go ahead.
I just laughed.
We want to talk about just things relating to people, what they're going through, what they're dealing with. It's not going to be a church service. Now, he may have his way, and I'm sure he would, but we want to stay more focused with talking one-on-one with our supporters and empowering them and encouraging them and also building up that ministry as well. So I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to that.
Wonderful. Awesome. And as my bishop would say, we trust that God will show up in the dialogue, right? He'll show up in the dialogue of all of that. Phenomenal.
Yes.
So certainly another reason for people to keep up with you and to see what's going on, you know, in your world. And so the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what continues to motivate you.
Wow. What continues to motivate me? I would say, to motivate me, there's so many ways and things to motivate me, but one thing that I can say is the supporters. It's the supporters that motivates me. Like I said, I was at that point of giving up. I was at that point of just giving up life. But the supporters that encouraged me and told me, oh, I was blessed by what you're doing, and I'm blessed by your post and your status. And a lot of people don't know. They'd be like, where did you get those statuses from on Facebook? God, you know, God. And the things that God gives me, the things that I post on Facebook, God gives some of that to me. And then there's some that I just, you know, share and whatnot to empower someone else. But I would say that the supporters actually motivates me. It's the supporters. Well, first God, but the supporters that really motivates me. And one thing that the Lord was dealing with me at that time was to don't let anyone step you out of character. Because there's a lot of times, Chavette, people, especially church people, they know how to church pick to get you out of character so they can get some shade out of you. They can get some tea out of you, you know. Get some tea out. Get some tea out so they can sip on the tea. But that's a different story. But, the Lord began to share with me, because like I said, I was so concerned about people and I was worrying about what people thought and said. But God began to let me know, don't let anyone step you out of character, because, you know, people can push you to that max, Charvette, to get you out of character, to get you out of your comfort zone. But I also realized that we as people of God don't give them and should not give them the satisfaction, because we do win. We are bigger over that problem, over that situation, over what mama them said and daddy them said and your coworkers said. We're bigger over that. So I would say that the supporters, just by their encouraging messages to me, and it motivates me to be who I am.
All right. Absolutely. That is well said. That's the supporters, and I totally agree with you that people that support you certainly give you some extra strength and give you the push to keep moving on, keep moving on.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, it has been great, again, checking up, hanging out with you. So one more time, I want you to give listeners an opportunity to be able to connect with you, because there could be someone listening saying, I would love to have him come speak for my youth conference, young adult symposium, what have you. So what are all the connection points, all the ways people can connect with you?
All right. Well, I'm on Facebook at Chosen Royal, Kevin M. Brown. That's Chosen Royal, Kevin M. Brown. My radio show is actually on Facebook as well. I have a fan page. You can connect with me on there at MIA Live 1. On Instagram and Twitter. I'm on Instagram and Twitter. You can find me on my radio show at MIA Live 1 on Instagram and MIA Live 1 on Twitter. And then I have a personal page on Twitter at at Maurice Jr. 35. These no Chavette is just everywhere, so I'm out of place at the moment, but, you know.
That's okay.
I got everything scrambled
okay.
all yeah. over my notebook, but, yeah, that's how you can reach out to me.
Great. So there are the connection points. Well, again, it's been great just being able to catch up with you and chat with you, and certainly we'll keep our eye open around Christmas time when you're in that awesome place.
Yes. Awesome. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I am excited.
Remember your lines
and
keep all your lines, and I'm sure you'll do an excellent job.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Great. Well, thank you so much for stopping by the show.
Thank you. I love you so much. Just let the word know. I love for Chavette Mitchell, y'all.
Thank you. Sending love back. Love you, too. Thank you so much, Kevin.
Thank you, Chavette.
Right. Oh, you're welcome. All right, listeners, that is going to be, I'm telling you, a big wrap for today's show. We started the top of the hour out with an artist spotlight, Donald Godbolt, and spiritual gifts. You got to hear the single Situations, and you heard all of the great things that's going on. And I'm telling you, that song Situations, man, that song needs national airplay. It really does. And then we moved on in to talking to Kevin Brown Jr., motivational speaker, radio co-host. You can see him acting locally here in Richmond. We're going to keep our eye out on him. And listen, I got to tell you, if you are a female entrepreneur and you are in Richmond, near Richmond, can make your way to Richmond December 10th, I invite you, this is your personal invitation from me to you, to my first workshop. It's a pop-up workshop. We're calling it hashtag Coaching with Vet. If you're on Facebook, look for that Facebook group, hashtag Coaching with Vet. Vet is my nickname. And it's a pop-up workshop on Saturday, December 10th. We will be at the Hyatt House Hotel, Short Pump Town Center, right there, literally. You walk out of the door and you are steps away from over 6,000 square feet of retail shopping, exclusive shops, restaurants, all of that. I invite you to join me here. Registration is $75. You can go to heygirlhey.biz. Hey, girl, hey. You can go to heygirlhey.biz and register. We have a few vendor spots available. We're only taking one vendor of a like kind. So listen, I'm not going to have 5 and 10 jewelry vendors and everybody competing against each other. No, that's not how we do it over here. So one vendor category, and so that way everyone has an opportunity to network and be blessed. And I'm telling you, I have some speakers lined up, some panelists lined up, and the theme, this is for a female entrepreneur who was ready to take their business to the next level with promoting. How do I promote? How do I get more exposure, more attention, more attraction on my business? If that's you, if that's what you've been saying, I invite you to join me Saturday, December 10th in Richmond, Virginia. Richmond, Virginia, Saturday, December 10th, Hyatt House is where we'll be from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. From 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Listen, we start off with hot breakfast, eggs and potatoes and sausage and an omelet station. They'll make a hot omelet for you. You'll be eating in the bistro of the hotel, and then you'll come in by 9 o'clock into our conference room. We start off with certainly an introduction by me and a panel discussion. And I'm telling you what, we're so excited. We have people on the panel like Antoinette Essa, who you can see on WTVR Channel 6. In Richmond, Virginia. She is a TV reporter personality, also former radio personality. We have so many people that are going to be joining us. I am really, just really excited. I have a food blogger from Richmond. Listen, if you go to her Instagram, if you go to Liz's Instagram, I'm telling you what, you're going to want to eat the pictures. We have a CEO magazine is going to be in the house, editor-in-chief of CEO Magazine. We have LaTanya Boyd coming from New York. It's going to talk about live streaming and your online presence. We have Tashina Davis. Listen, she is going to take it out the ballpark, talking about developing your platform, your online platform. She is a publisher, and she has clients such as Kim Coles from Living Single on TV. That's a client of hers. So I have put together a roster of people that I know. Tony, you're going to hear from Tony Winston. She's going to help you take your vision board and put it on steroids. And so, listen, heygirlhey.biz is where you want to go to register. I invite you to join us on Saturday, December 10th. The hotel, listen, you can get a hotel room. If you want a staycation, you're saying, I'm not an out-of-town guest, but I'm in Richmond and I want to feel like I'm on a vacation, you can book your hotel room. All the information is on heygirlhey.biz. Heygirlhey.biz. So there you go. So that wraps up today's show. Thank you so much for all of my supporters. I want to shout you out, those that are listening from Twitter, from Charvette.com, from Instagram, from all of those great places. We say thank you so much for your constant support of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Thank you for all those that are hanging out on the phone line. Hello to my mom who's hanging out, and Miss Chance. I love you guys, and my sister. Thank you. Bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Signing off.